It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And good afternoon, KFAR listeners. Happy first Saturday of 2024 and a happy new year from Explore Fairbanks. And welcome to the first episode of the Explore Fairbanks radio show for 2024. I'm Scott McCray with Explore Fairbanks. And with me in the studio, my co-host and colleague running the boards, Mr. Bill Wright. Bill,
yes. Hello,
how's the
Scott.
New year going?
Yeah, it's gone pretty good so far.
Excellent.
You know, and I'm one of those that I like the cold, so I'm happy with the cold, because if it's not cold, then it snows, and my back and I don't like snow.
Yes, and the cold means clear skies generally, which means better aurora viewing. Interesting fact, today on Facebook Memories popped up, it was 15 years ago, January 3rd, when Fred Meyer had its infamous 62 below came up on its time and temperature sign there.
Wow. That's a little chill.
That is a little chill.
But, you know, I shouldn't be so bold to talk about how snow is a challenge for me, because our guest today is all about snow.
He's all about snow. He's all about winter. And, yeah, we're so happy to have for our first guest of 2024 here, Rodney Pangborn with Rod's Alaskan Guide Service. Rod, thanks for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks for the invite. Happy New Year to everybody. Just come winding down a busy Christmas season with great folks from all over the world and lots of smiles on faces.
That's excellent. Yeah, you said before the show began, you've had December was pretty solid for you guys.
It was excellent. And, you know, customers from all around the world as well. People are traveling. COVID woes are over, thankfully.
Yeehaw. So, Rod, yeah, thanks for being with us. And we always like to start the show off by getting to know our guests on a more personal level. So let's kind of start there. Particularly with when and how you came to Alaska, because I know how you got here is one that's pretty common for a lot of residents here within the Golden Heart City.
It is. We have a large military community and retiree community as well. I was fortunate. I guess I'm kind of living my childhood dream, you know. I always wanted to come to Alaska, reading my dad's hunting magazines and outdoor magazines. Like, one day I'm going to get to Alaska. And fortunate enough, Uncle Sam decided, Rod, you're going to Alaska. So we packed up the family from Texas. No big change to Alaska at all there.
No, none whatsoever.
And it was fortunate enough to spend about the last 10 years of my career up here and just fell in love with Alaska and the people, the outdoors, the activities. And now I'm fortunate enough that I get to share my love with our guests from around the world.
That's great. You know, over at Explore Fairbanks, every Friday we host a welcome orientation for newcomers to Fort Wainwright. And it's always interesting to see how many of them, you know, this is like a dream for them, that they are actually here, especially those who love the outdoors, that they actually get to be stationed here in Fairbanks, and how excited they are about what lies ahead for them. It's not everyone. You know, some of them, and particularly family members, especially when we're doing the orientation this time of year, are going, what did I get myself into? But you're one of those ones that this was your, once you got the orders, you were coming here, it was right on.
Yeah, it was definitely a dream come true. And, you know, shortly after we got here, family members came up to visit. And that's really what brought my passion into this job, was showing them the Alaska that I now love and call home, and watching the smiles on their faces and just their wonder of this giant state. And every time we went someplace new, discovering it, and my wife and I started a vacation rental and showing those guests, and I was like, man, there might be opportunity here. When people start asking me, hey, can you take me out on snowmobiles? Can you take me out ice fishing with you? And absolutely. And here we are today.
Here you are. Yeah. living your dream. That. So, Rod, one of the tidbits about you that before we start talking about your business and what you offered that I was really intrigued about is that shortly after you got here to Alaska, you became very fascinated, and this was the word in your bio, fascinated with the Alaskan Yukon moose. And with that, developed an obsession with learning how to call moose. So tell us about the fascination with the moose, and as far as the moose calling goes, you've won some pretty high awards when it comes to being able to do that.
Yeah, the moose itself is just, it's a beautiful animal. you know, they actually talk back and forth. They're actually a vocal animal. Unless you spend a lot of time with them, people really don't know that they actually talk back and forth, make different sounds. People know caribou do it quite often. And they're tasty, too.
Yes, they are.
But to be able to talk to, you know, a moose, those the big bulls or big giant antlers, they can hear them sounds, the calls that we make to them up to 3 miles away.
Oh, wow.
And for them to come to you, we call it moose time. Could be 20 minutes. They're in your, you know, they'll cover 3 miles in 20 minutes if they want to. Might be 3 days. But they're going to come in, and that, like, challenge, it's kind of like a lower 48 or turkey hunter. It's
okay.
Like getting that tom turkey to come to you to know what he wants to get and bring him in. And, one down at Sulcha, the little county fair, was my first moose calling competition. And I'll be honest, I was kind of surprised that I had won that one and turned around and went to the Sportsman's Warehouse. You know, at this time, I wasn't a big game guide. I was just a guy up here hunting and loving the outdoors. And they said, oh, well, you've won another competition. You're going to be in the professional division.
Okay.
I'm like, what? Like,
so how does that competition roll? Is do they wait for the moose to show up and then you win, or?
No, it's not that glorious. It was in the parking lot of Sportsman's Warehouse. And they've got some big game guides, some master guides. I want to say our now mayor, Mr. David Pruse, was on the judging panel.
Okay.
You know, and they pick some other folks, and then they put the callers in a tent. And they judge you on depth, accurate. You know, cow moose can really call for a long time. I've heard them go for up to 3 minutes. You know, people call me long-winded, but I don't have 3 minutes straight of voice. And, you know, there was about 60 participants in the professional division.
Wow.
And, you know, they started calling out down to third place. And it's like, all right, well, let's pack it in. And then they called my name for first. And I was like, what? I won the professional division against all of these master guides and, you know, people that I looked up to.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, maybe I'm on their level now. All my training and watching videos has paid off.
So it's kind of like a blind audition then. You could go on America's Got Talent with that talent.
Maybe that's next.
I don't know how many people want to hear that.
I was hoping you could do a moose call on that.
I can. Happy to do it for you.
So you don't use a device like a duck call or anything?
I do have a device, but that really only amplifies the sound and kind of directs it.
We might not need that on the radio.
So a bull moose, it sounds pretty similar. People akin it to, you know, struggling on a toilet. So it's kind of, it's a low guttural sound. So it's... That's for your bull moose.
Okay.
And then your cow moose, some folks equate it kind of a mix between, you know, like the bovine species that we typically find in the grocery store on the shelves and something like a European ambulance, because their voice will go up and down and waver in different tones. And that one sounds a little like this, but I can't do it for the full length that they commonly do it.
This is a test of the emergency.
I'm looking out the station window here, and a moose just came running by, so we should be warned.
That's fantastic.
That's very cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations on that accomplishment.
Thank you.
Well, Rod, let's move on and talk about your company, Rod's Alaskan Guide Service, and how and when it got started. And it seems like we're talking before, someone like you loves the outdoors, loves sharing with people. Kind of a dream job in many ways. So tell us a little about the company, and you get to share it with your family too, because you're very much a family-run business.
Yes, we are. All of our children are still in Alaska. Also, my sister-in-law, my wife, we're out there every day, whether it's fishing, the snowmobiles, in the office. We're a family, veteran-owned, family-owned, and operated business. We're there every day, and it's great to get to work with your family. I absolutely love that, and we've got a bunch of great employees that we call family as well now.
Okay.
So our company has grown quite a bit from just me in 2016. So we started off with the vacation rental, like I was saying, and mm-hmm. you know, those guests just say, "Will you take me out snowmobiling, ice fishing?" And I did it, and you know, they start throwing me a little cash. Thanks, Rod. That was the best thing we've ever done, and yeah, well, grew from there.
And Ben, it's been in business now for how long?
It's 2016.
Okay.
The day after I retired from the military, I launched my website, and we started out of the house. And we had a tour bus of folks show up at 9 o'clock in the morning. My wife's still drinking coffee in her pajamas, and she's like, "We have got to take this away from the house." So we bought land out in North Pole, developed it completely ourselves, built a half-mile road into it, and that's where our dream started.
Excellent. That. And so overview, so the tours, you're winter-focused.
Yes.
You used to do fall guided hunts in the fall and did some summer excursions in the past, I recall.
We did. We do some summer excursions fishing for trophy pike. Unfortunately, COVID got our pilot.
Ah.
So we no longer offer that. In the fall, again, another tragic event is, you know, the local listeners are well aware of the ice apocalypse event that we got in 21 over Christmas. Yeah. Unfortunately, that decimated the populations in my areas of the moose and the animals we go after. So I've canceled all my hunts to let that population build back up, back to where it should be before we can go in and start harvesting animals again.
Okay. So now it's focused wintertime.
November through April.
We're fortunate to live somewhere to have a pretty long winter season to be able to offer those the type of products and tours that you do.
Yes, and I'm, unlike your co-host, I'm the one that's praying for October 20 belows to freeze our lakes and 2 feet of snow over Halloween.
Nice.
So it's you guys have snowmobiling, dog mushing, ice fishing, and aurora viewing. That's the... But what I love about what you guys do, and after we take a break here in a couple of minutes, kind of talk about specifics of each one of those tours, is the ability to combine those into an overall type of like quintessential Alaskan winter adventure.
Yep. We offer our combo packages, and we allow our guests to choose. They can cram them all in one day. They can spread it out over multiple days. Or for our locals, like, hey, you know, for Christmas, we want to come do this. And February, you can book a month apart if you want. It doesn't matter. It's a package price. You pick the dates and times you want to go.
Okay, great. So, well, let's start off here. Bill, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we're doing good. Got a couple minutes.
Okay, great. So let's start off. Let's talk about the snowmobiling tours. And I've had a chance to do this before, and I got to say, you have some beautiful sleds that you are running there.
Yes. Cadillacs.
Cadillacs. And people are going to be pretty comfortable when they do one of your tours.
Yeah, and that kind of stems a little bit from the military, to be honestly, doing stuff that wasn't fun, cold doing it, and not comfortable. I said, when I retire and start this business, we're going to be warm, and we're going to have fun and be comfortable doing all of it. So, Craig Comp will kind of be happy, but I love the skidoos. They're just those Grand Tourings we use. They're most comfortable machines. Heated helmets on, or we run heated helmets. Got heated handlebars, front and rear passengers. It's just they're the Cadillacs. They're comfy and people are warm even at 20 below. Folks are like, man, I wasn't cold at all.
And you provide all that gear too when they show up. You dress them up. They can come as they are, and you gear them up.
That's true. We want to be comfortable having fun. We've had folks from Hawaii show up in a Hawaiian shirt, flip-flops, and shorts, and they're out at 20 below having fun with all the gear that we give them, boots, jackets, bibs, neck gaiters, gloves. Yeah, we want them having fun. If you're cold, it's not fun.
That's great. I guess some of our visitors who come in the wintertime are oftentimes having their first winter experience or coming from destinations probably a little bit warmer than us, and they don't... You know, for a week in Fairbanks, they don't want to necessarily go and buy all the gear themselves.
Absolutely. And just the excess baggage fees, not only buying the stuff for, you know, a 5-day or 1-week vacation, that's something they're never going to use again. You come with rods, you don't have to buy it. You know, just buy your street clothes to go from place to place. And for the longer outdoor adventures, we got you covered.
Excellent. Well, let's move on then to another thing that you guys do, and that's, you know, the probably the ultimate Alaskan sporting adventure, and that's dog sledding.
Oh, those dogs, they steal the show. They're just so darn cute, and the guests love spending time with them, and they're so friendly. And we use we subcontract all of our dog sledding. So our contractors are professional mushers that bring their dogs to work every day. And, you know, we've got some pretty big name mushers that, you know, you're going to start seeing on some TV shows like Mountain Men this year. They're actually following one of our racers all the way through the entire Iditarod, filming them for Mountain Men. So that's Laurel Eklund. We've got some Yukon Quest champions, you know, Matt Hall, some sprint race champions, Kristen Eckright, and just all around great, great crew. You know, I could spend an hour going over, you know, the accolades, what these four-legged family members and their team leaders have been able to accomplish.
And it's such, you know, a lot of visitors who come in the wintertime, that's like the ultimate experience, you know, for them. And I think the nice thing about it gives them such an appreciation for the sport itself and kind of, you know, downplays some of the negative publicity that sometimes gets about dog mush. And they walk away realizing this is what dogs love to do. This is, and the mushers treat their dogs almost better than they treat family members. I mean, they are family.
They are family. The dogs come first. I mean, you know, just one of our mushers the other day, they literally got 6,000 pounds of beef delivered.
Oh, wow.
That's, you know, and this is food grade, you know, human food grade beef that these dogs are eating, and the salmon, and they're eating chicken breasts and fish and salmon. I mean, just these guys are they're athletes. They're marathon runners, and they great diets, and their health is always our primary.
Absolutely.
It's a dog's life isn't such a bad thing.
It's not bad at all. I know that. All right, Ron, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break here, and I got to chase this moose out of the studio that seems to join us for some reason, and then we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Explore Fairbanks Radio Show, talking to Rodney with Rod's Alaskan Guide Service.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Escape into the wild winter wonders of Alaska with Rod's Alaskan Guide Service, your gateway to unforgettable adventures right here in Fairbanks. Whether you're a seasoned outdoor enthusiast or a first-time adventurer, Rod's Alaskan Guide Service offers memorable and authentic experiences for everyone, including dog sledding, snow machining, ice fishing, and aurora viewing. At Rod's Alaskan Guide Service, their goal is for their seasoned guides to give each customer a peek into Alaska's wild side with a personal touch. So book your next adventure now at rodsalaskanguideservice.com or call 907-378-1851 for Rod's Alaskan Guide Service.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the Explore Fairbanks Radio Show. Scott McCray with Explore Fairbanks here in the studio along with my co-host Bill Wright. And we are talking about winter adventures, winter activities and tours with someone who knows the subject quite well, Rodney with Rod's Alaskan Guide Service. Rod, thanks again for being with us today.
Thanks for the invite. Love telling folks about what we offer out in North Pole, Alaska. You know, there's a wilderness right there in our backyard.
It is. That's a great thing about living here in interior Alaska in Fairbanks. That ability to get in the great outdoors is just minutes away.
Yeah, you sometimes do not have to go far.
Yep. So before the break, we talked about some of the different tours and activities you do. We talked about the snowmobiling, talking about the dog sledding. Let's switch things up. Let's talk about the ice fishing, which, as we were talking about during the break here, you guys were up and running with your huts out there out on the lakes at end of October.
Yeah, we were out there testing the ice, checking ice thickness, and ourselves, the guides, you know, we're always out looking for the fish. We want to keep our customers on the fish. So I think October 28th, we had safe enough ice to get out there to start trying to find fish. We actually officially opened November 3rd for ice fishing.
Okay.
So we were November 3rd, we were out ice fishing with guests already.
Excellent. So talk about the ice fishing event. What I think is good for people to know about what you guys offer for ice fishing. Because a lot of people think of ice fishing, they think of like a grumpy old man set up, you know, a bucket on a lake with a hole in the ice. You guys got some pretty nice huts that people are going to be quite comfortable in when they casting that line down below.
Absolutely. You know, we couldn't be further from the grumpy old man. We get a lot of folks that call and ask, like, oh, is it cold? If depends on where you're from. If you're from the Bahamas and you think 70 degrees is cold, then okay, that's cold. But we've got nice cabins that we personally make ourselves that we're able to move around the lake to stay on fish. They're heated with a wood stove, and temps, you know, usually 70, 75 degrees in there. So the folks show up, you know, boot jackets are off, and they're fishing in a t-shirt, and it's 50 below outside.
And for people, residents who are listening, in terms of what they need to bring, the license, how much do you guys take care of it for them?
So we send a link when you book with us. We send a link to get your license. They want everybody to buy their licenses online, which especially for residents, I recommend, because if you ever lose it, you can go back into your account, hit the print button, there it is again. You don't have to repurchase it. Basically you show up with a smile on your face. We provide all the poles, the bait, the guide. We serve reindeer sausages to get things going.
Fish finders.
We have the fish finders. We also have the cameras.
Cameras, too.
There is days if the fish are there, and, you know, the fisher fish, some days they're just tough to get them to bite, you know, and we're like, man, they're there. You can see them all over the camera, and you can see the bait going in front of their face.
Right.
And it's just, we have a great time out there. It's just a great relaxing. We run 4-hour trips during the day at 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we do our Aurora ice fishing, Aurora viewing with ice fishing at night, which, man, that lake is just a beautiful spot to be able to see the Aurora, just a wide open view and watching that Aurora start to come up.
Oh, yeah. And how is the fishing later at night compared to during the day?
Fishing is typically slower at night.
Okay.
And then, you know, once that Aurora pops, people aren't really concerned with
about
the
fish. Their attention is to the above opposed to
maybe
the
fish too.
Maybe the fish too, yeah. Well, that leads us into talking about Aurora viewing. And that's, you know, as we talked about before many times on this show, you know, the reason that we are successful as a year-round destination during this winter months is, you know, Mother Nature provides us with this amazing light show in the sky that attracts people literally from around the world to come here. So talk about the products that you offer, the tours you offer that allow people a chance, knock on wood, to be able to see those lights dance across the sky.
Yeah, for the Aurora, we do the Aurora ice fishing.
That's
the only thing we offer for Aurora. It's just a very unique way to kind of combine two trips.
Yeah.
For those folks that don't want to, you know, sit in a van with folks or just sit in their car and kind of do nothing waiting for it. The ones that want to go out and do it on themselves, you know, they got a nice warm spot to do something else. They can be ice fishing, munching on reindeer sausages and having hot cocoa and
not
coffee.
Bad at all.
Yeah. It's a tough trip.
Yeah. And I think that's great. You know, back in the day when Aurora tourism was first starting up in Fairbanks, it used to be just someone would provide a lodge. People go out there and wait to see the lights. If they come out, great. If not, you know, going back to their hotel. But now we have tours and products like yours where it's combining, it's ice fishing under the Aurora, dog mushing under the Aurora. So in case the lights don't cooperate, people are walking away with a memorable experience nonetheless.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and we do the dog sledding with the Aurora as well, private tours at night.
Okay.
That's a 4-hour trip for folks. And man, I'll
tell
you, it's and the dogs, when that Aurora starts dancing, you can feel the energy in the dogs. Oh. Like, they're seeing it, and they start getting active, and they start, like, they experience the aurora just like we do out on the trail, or whether they're parked or not. You know, a lot of times we've been in the fishing cabins, you know, we're watching our data and watching it, and we don't know the aurora's out, and all of a sudden we hear the dogs outside. Start getting anxious. We're like, oh, something's out there. Oh, you know, wow. Sometimes it's a person, you know, walks up. Sometimes it's a moose. We go outside and the aurora has just exploded. And the dogs are getting excited that the aurora is out. So they're a little warning system,
that's
too.
That's awesome. Well, Rod, let's talk about some of your more memorable experience with visitors. That's what you're doing. What you do is to introduce visitors to the great wonders of the Alaskan outdoors. And you're doing something right, because looking at TripAdvisor, when it comes to customer satisfaction, right now on TripAdvisor, you are number one of 110 tours and activities in Fairbanks, and you are not just a world champion, national champion moose caller, you're also a six-time recipient of the TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Award. So you're doing something right when it comes to customer satisfaction. But are there particular moments that stick out with you? A visitor who came here, this was a bucket list, a dream, that just made you walk away and saying, ah, yeah, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah. You know, and I consistently tell the folks that work for us, is like, we're not providing tours. We're providing dreams. This, a lot of people have saved their entire lives or dreamed their entire lives about this. One particular one last spring, it was towards the end of March, older lady and her husband went out on a tour, and I was in the office. They went out dog sledding, and she came off the sled, and she came in our office just crying. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, we've never had anything happen. Dog sledding's extremely safe. Like,
what happened?
You know, it's not cold. Like, you know, we're 20 degrees. I'm like, are you okay, ma'am? And she couldn't catch her breath. And I'm like, is she having a panic attack? I'm thinking medical condition now. Mm-hmm. You know, she's up there in the years. And she's like, okay. So I go, okay, I give her a second, you know, about 30 seconds later, she catches her breath. She's like, I've dreamed of doing this since I was a little girl.
Ah. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And you fulfilled that dream.
Yeah.
And that's excellent. Yeah.
Putting smiles on faces. You know, we're on the radio, but I'm getting a little choked up actually about it. That's what we do.
It is. Yeah.
And that's fantastic. We try to encourage people to not wait to the end of their, you know, and it probably wasn't at the end of her life, but so many people like, oh, it's on my bucket list. And then they get into their late in life, and then they're like, I'm going to go to Alaska. It's like, we try to encourage them to do it beforehand, so you have this lifetime of memories.
Yes.
Not so much a lifetime of the desire to do it, but a lifetime of memories of having done it. And you just described a beautiful memory. I love
that. That's wonderful, Rod. Thank you for sharing that. So in terms of the visitors that you have, let's go as of late. You know, as you mentioned, extremely busy here during the holiday season. Demographics of your visitors, where are they coming from?
We've got customers from all over the world. You know, our larger demographic is from the lower 48. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of folks from the West Coast, East Coast, and everywhere in between. But you know, we got folks in our doors daily from South America, Europe. Australia, New Zealand. We don't get a lot from Africa. I need to figure out how to target that demographic.
Yeah, that's not a big market for, I don't think, for Alaska in general. But the other ones you described, those are some of our core international markets that we at Explore Fairbanks have made investments in over the years too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the folks walking in my doors are evident of the work that you guys do for this community to bring tourism to us, to make us a stronger community.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's not just visitors from outside who are using you. You get residents as well?
Absolutely.
And I imagine military, because you do offer a military discount as a proud and veteran yourself, which we greatly appreciate.
Absolutely. I want to get those military members outdoors in the winter. So we offer discounts. A lot of times we'll do Veteran Day specials. And throughout the season, we'll do specials to, you know, just to the military community to get them out and get them outside.
Yeah.
And you know, we had a military family that had just got here a week ago, and they had three younger kids, you know, 5, 7, 9, and they came out dog sledding with us. And it was the first real outdoor activity they had done since they've been here. And watching those little kids' faces, like, Daddy, I want to be a musher when I grow up.
And that could be.
Yeah, Daddy, give me some more outdoor clothes. I want to play outside. And that's
nice.
Yeah, that's
very nice.
that's what we're looking to do.
That's right. That lifetime of memories.
That's great. Yes. Well, yeah, thank you for offering that to our military residents. And again, thank you for your service as well. So, Rod, we've run up already against the half-hour mark here. More information, people can go to your website at rodsalaskanguides.com.
rodsalaskanguideservice.com.
rodsalaskanguideservice.com. Okay. Or call 907-378-1851.
Yes, sir.
Got that right. Rod, thank you much for joining us today. Good luck with the rest of the winter season. Thanks for what you're doing to showcase our destination to visitors.
And thank you for having me on the show. And I can't thank Explore Fairbanks enough. They've been crucial to my growth as a business.
We appreciate that, sir.
Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.